For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Most high school students believe their next step after graduation is traditional college. But more and more, the job sector is looking for people with an education in science, technology, engineering, and math, otherwise known as STEM. Tulsa-based Aon has a program for students who want to pursue this career path. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Stephanie Cameron and Mark Fly about the program.
The reason that I asked you guys in, actually I met Stephanie first, and she was here helping to do some STEM education videos. And who are those for specifically? What was the purpose of that?
The target audience is to reach students and their parents. We need more families to be thinking about STEM careers. And a lot of people just aren't as familiar with manufacturing as they could be. So these are demonstrations to make it seem accessible.
And you guys have a really cool facility. It's the Norman Asbjornson Innovation Center. All right, so we know that you make HVAC systems and sell them to huge companies all over the country, but what's this innovation center about, and what is its purpose, and why is it here?
I mean, a lot of what we do is we provide very unique solutions. We do a lot of, like for instance, the BOK Center has Aon units on it. Four giant Aon units serve the BOK Center. And so we do a lot of projects like that around the world. We build some very, very large equipment, and there's not very many places you can go test that. So the Innovation Center is really to help us and to help our customers come together. It's a test lab, but it's kind of more than a test lab because we bring a lot of customers in, and we work with the customers on what do we need to do to fill their needs or their specific requirements for their type projects. And we have built, we have 10 environmental chambers in there, you know, that basically create indoor and outdoor weather inside themselves.
So you can make it snow.
So yeah,
make it rain.
We can make it snow. One of the chambers, our extreme environmental chamber, will rain 8 inches an hour or snow 2 inches an hour, and it's 60 feet by 40 feet, about 35 foot tall. We have a 300-ton test facility that has an indoor area and an outdoor area where we can test a 300-ton unit. Now, you know, 300 tons, your typical residential house unit's 3 tons. So it's 100 tons bigger than your typical residential house. So it's basically the size of a semi-tractor trailer truck. So it's a very large air conditioner. And not only can we test it in there, we can measure its acoustic properties. So it's a sound test facility in addition to that. So it's kind of the opposite of the room we're sitting in. This is a very quiet room.
Right.
This is
specifically designed.
Because it's a studio. Right. We have echo chambers where you go in there and you talk and your voice echoes for 20 seconds. So it gives us the ability to very precisely measure the sound.
Sounds like the anti-radio room.
The anti-radio. No, you would not want to do a radio broadcast from there. So
is this Innovation Center available for use by, I don't know, colleges or universities or for research, or do you like rent it out to other companies, or is it strictly
We do all of the above. We work a lot with different colleges, you know, like we were talking about Montana State. We do a lot of work with them. We have built psychometric chambers both at Montana State and at Oklahoma State in cooperation with them. Aon has sponsored those, and we've done that for 10, 15 years.
You said psychometric?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry about my jargon.
That's okay. No, that's why I'm here, is to go, okay, what's that?
I don't know. Psychometrics is the study of air and moisture combined.
Okay.
Is the engineering term.
So humidity.
Humidity. It's humidity and air, and air conditioning is all about humidity and air. Mm-hmm. Air conditioning and heating, you know, so it's, you know, how much water vapor is it entrained in the air, and how do we get it out and how do we put it in and all those things. So we call these psychometric chambers because we control the psychometrics. We control the temperature and humidity. And typically, most of the chambers, 7 of the 10 chambers we have are 2-room chambers. So we have an indoor space that we can do like 75 degrees, 50% relative humidity, which would be your normal office environment where you want to live. And then we have an outdoor space where we may have the air conditioner setting where it's rejecting heat into. And those spaces can go down to minus 20. They can go up to 130. We can create conditions more extreme than any place on the face of the earth in humidity and temperature. So, and it's all in a laboratory environment. We're holding plus or minus a tenth of a degree in both those chambers, and we can simulate, you know, load people and lights in the downstairs chamber and see how the air conditioner reacts to that. So that's the gist of what we do there. We do a lot of other things. We have 135,000 square feet of lab space, and you know, we're testing controls, we're developing gas furnaces, we're doing all the things that we do. So we do R&D for us. We will be renting out. We're still in constructions, and we're kind of bringing chambers on every day, but we will be renting out to other companies, both HVAC companies, people like us, and other folks who maybe make emergency generators and want to see how their generator works when it's snowing and those kind of things. So
interesting. And I can imagine there'd be a huge difference between putting in an HVA system in Bozeman as opposed to, say, Phoenix.
Right.
Right. So you've totally different environment.
And we do all of those.
So and you do them all. So you've got to be able to calibrate those, right, these massive, massive systems to best accommodate whatever environment you're working in.
Yeah. And one of the unique things about this facility that was part of the, I said this was kind of one of Norm's dreams, is that, you know, almost all HVAC manufacturers have some kind of lab, because we have to test our equipment to government standards and list our equipment and say, so that people can believe that when I say this air conditioner will cool your building, then you can believe what I say. So we're held accountable.
Right.
But they test to a very narrow set of conditions. They test at 95 degrees outside, 80 degrees coming into the unit.
Not the extremes like what you guys are doing.
And so the thing that we did when we built these chambers is we said, okay, we don't want to test just at the rating point where we test this stuff to say how big it is, the nominal capacity point. We want to test everywhere it could possibly operate at. And we want to be able to do all kinds of different environmental challenges, because we do, you know, we do computer room, computer server farms, which are very unique. We do hospitals. We do a lot of schools. We do performing arts centers. You know, we do gas stations that now have kitchens and delis in them.
Right.
You know, so there's lots of different environments, and there's lots of different demands from different customers.
And every one of those requires a specific application.
Right. And that's kind of why AON's made its name. We're, you know, there are other companies that make standardized air conditioners that, you know, you just pick them out of the catalog and you know, you buy their 20-ton unit, and this is what you get. AON is, we call ourselves semi-custom. We, you know, the box is the same size, but what you put in the box is very much a Chinese menu of I can have this or I can do that. We do a lot of heat recovery. We do a lot of dehumidification.
Mm. Which, like for a museum, for example, might
right.
be super important.
Well, and we've been very successful in the South and the East, because I know if you've lived in the, especially in the Southeast, and you go to a convention center or go to a hotel, the room's always freezing because they're trying to get the humidity down by lowering the temperature. Well, we have ways of doing that where you don't have to lower the temperature. So,
wow. All right. So is there another facility like this anywhere?
There are other people that have psychometrics rooms. There's no right. one that has everything that we've got here. There are some people that have rain and snow rooms. The big 300-ton sound chamber is the largest reverberant HVAC room in the world. And it's the only one that we've been able to find where you can actually put the unit completely under load, running at full speed, and then measure the sound. So that's very unique. So
wow. So this is really kind of a one of a kind facility.
Right. There was a lot of innovation in innovating the innovation. And we're going to see if it all works.
It's meta innovation, if you will. And when you say that, is that because, well, you said you're still building. You're not done.
Yeah, we're still building. And when you work in a facility like this, you're really never done. But I say we're not really completely operational yet. So we're finishing up. Our first test in the big sound chamber is going to be in about 2 weeks.
Outstanding. All right. So I'm going to pivot to Stephanie for a minute. And let's talk about we have an interesting job picture in this country right now. Unemployment is at low levels, unlike we've seen in years. That means that employers are having a harder time finding employees. On top of which, there's this thing called the skills gap. And I'll bet you're especially familiar with this because I know you do. You work with like HR and stuff, right? You help with.
Right. I partner very closely with HR and our marketing team. And so I'm all the external relations, community relations. And so workforce is the number one challenge for manufacturers. The average age of a high-skilled worker is 56. And so we don't have enough people interested and familiar with skilled trades to fill those positions. And so a lot of what we're doing is outreach. We do a lot of tours. We interact very closely with schools. So we are trying to be proactive in addressing this challenge.
So one of the things when I talk to educators and when I talk to industry leaders and business owners, they're telling me, you know, the old paradigm of 4 years of college, go get your degree, you know, is kind of going by the wayside for two main reasons. One, those degrees that are being turned out aren't helping folks like you. And you said engineers, we got engineers. We can find engineers.
We can find engineers and we can find good engineers. Right. And we still need engineers.
And that's a 4-year degree and that's a good track. And I don't want to, you know, bash the university system, but a new study that just came out, and I want to say it was from Harvard, I hope I'm not misquoting, estimates that 50% of our nation's universities and colleges are going to be closed by 2030. Yeah. All right, so why? Because they're not turning out the kind of workers with the kind of skills that folks like you and folks in IT and whatever need. So trade schools, apprenticeships, that kind of thing is going to grow and grow and grow. You're reaching out to high school kids and saying STEM. This is what we need. And anymore, it's becoming STEAM.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which I think is awesome because arts are very important.
Yep.
And STEAM is somehow appropriate for an HVAC company. I'm not sure why, but it just seems like it is. But you're reaching out to these kids, and what are you telling them? Are you saying, look, this is not about standing there going all day. It's interesting, exciting, fun work with fun technology. How are you pitching it to kids?
And it's a well-paid career path. And so we know that a student's personal experiences are the leading influence on their career choices in the future. So we are saying, come intern with us. You can have a paid internship while you're still in school to help inform your decisions as you're moving through. And a lot of students may find further education through career. And so if they're supported by their employer, they're more likely to finish because it's going to be paid for. That's a way to go to college debt-free.
So here's a crazy thought. Instead of racking up $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $150,000 in college debt, why not have an internship where you're actually getting paid while you're going to school and come out and have a job waiting for you?
Exactly.
And I think that's what I'm talking about. I think more people are going to start taking that track. So so you're encouraging them through these internships. So if a young man or a young woman is in high school and thinking, a technical trade might be, I'm good with my hands. I like working with machinery. I think science is cool. How do they get started with Aon? What's the first step?
And a lot of times they may be involved in CTE programs, career and technical education programs in their high school. And so those are definitely students that we try and get in front of. And we all need to be reaching out to students at younger ages, middle school.
Yep.
So Tulsa Regional STEM Alliance is doing a fantastic job at introducing some of those things early on. And I think this is an issue across the country.
It absolutely is.
And so we need to be looking at these pathways for students to be able to explore, because there's so much variety within any industry. You know, you may say, yes, I like writing, but you may be a technical writer for a manufacturing company. So there's a lot of ways that these things are interwoven.
And increasingly, and Tulsa's starting to work on this, Tulsa Public Schools is retooling some of its high schools and the curriculum because... curricula, I guess, because we're talking about multiple schools, because kids, the cookie cutter approach to education is kind of going away and maybe should have a long time ago. But, you know, not every kid learns at the same pace. Not every kid has the same interests. And you, I think you nailed it when you said find the interests early, get them interested in STEAM or in, you know, some of the applied sciences or whatever. And man, they'll grow up thinking, that's something I could be doing and making good money doing it.
Exactly. And to show relevance, you know, when you look at people's motivation, it has to do with mastery, autonomy, and purpose. And so providing some of those connection points really, you know, hits home with people. It helps provide a spark.
And I think it's fair to say, Mark, that as long as people are building buildings and making new businesses, they're going to need air conditioning right. And heating. I mean, this is not an industry that's going to go away.
Yeah. Tulsa's and Dallas and Houston are way more populated today because of air conditioning than they
That's a good point, too. And, you know, we're now we have a generation who does not know what it means to dial a phone. In fact, we may be on our second generation of people who have never seen a dial on a phone. But imagine 100 years ago, air conditioning, for all practical purposes, did not exist in almost the entire United States, right? There were places, there were spots, but the idea of every home having AC just was not imaginable. So it's an industry that's grown in recent years and is going to be around, my point being, in the future. And this is this innovation center here in Tulsa is going to be, a foundation for further growth and advancement of the industry. True?
Right. Absolutely. You know, we're a growing company. We're not stopping. And this is just another tool in our tool belt to be able to build better air conditioners, but build better people too. And, we have a lot of people, the guys that we hire in the lab that are technicians there a lot of times go on to do other things. Many of them have moved farther up into the engineering side of the business or into manufacturing or, you know, a lot of our leaders come out of there. And but it's very, very, you know, it's very difficult to find good people to do that. You know, we typically are looking for somebody with an associate's degree in air conditioning, an HVAC mechanic kind of guy. We look for guys that are car guys, you know, that like to work on cars or, you know, that are hands-on. But yet, today, I have to have them with computer skills. They have to understand how to run, because this whole innovation center has hundreds of thousands of data points all networked together on computers, and we can run any test from basically any computer at Aon, theoretically. So there's lots of technology involved in doing that. So it's not only just screwing things together and bolting stuff up, it's reading the instruments, getting all the data together, writing, sitting down and getting the lab techs to write lab notes, what did you do today and what tests did we do and what did we learn from this and where do we do next?
Which at some point all has to be turned into English that somebody like me can understand. So I know that's the system I want to in my new whatever building that I'm building.
Right? So, you know, they're working with our engineering people and they're working with our customers. It's a very multifaceted, we're looking for very multifaceted people, and they're not, it's like you said, it's not sitting there, you know, turning the screw three turns to the right.
Right.
It's different every day and different skills and different challenges and opportunities, because we're always doing something different.
Stephanie Cameron and Mark Fly with Tulsa-based Aon. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.